There's a provision tucked into a sprawling health care bill before the state Senate that would let anyone, no matter how much they earn, buy insurance through the state's Medicaid program. Medicaid, which is free insurance for low to moderate income residents, typically has lower coverage costs than private insurance and, yet, can be better for some services such as mental health. No states currently sell insurance through Medicaid, but this year, a handful of states are thinking about it. Columbia University health policy professor Michael Sperrer has published a number of articles in support of a so-called Medicaid buy-in, and he joins us to explain. Good morning, Professor.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Why would giving people the option to purchase Medicaid and instead of private insurance like a Blue Cross or something be a good idea?
At this point, the question that Democrats and others are engaged with is, how do we reach the remaining uninsured? In Massachusetts, there are estimates that around 6% of the state's population is still uninsured. They cannot afford private insurance. They're either deterred from buying on the exchange or they've decided not to buy on the exchange. And I think a Medicaid buy-in provides a reasonable option for them.
Some of the criticism of Medicaid, many doctors in Massachusetts don't take it. They say there are low reimbursement rates. They lose money on Medicaid patients. So they say expanding Medicaid could hurt an important industry in Massachusetts. Do they have a point?
There's no question that Medicaid does not pay physicians and hospitals as much as commercial insurance or as much as Medicare, for that matter. Some of the advocates for a Medicaid buy-in, such as Senator Schatz from Hawaii, who's proposed national legislation on this, actually have included in their legislation provisions that would increase the provider rates for Medicaid providers as part of the Medicaid buy-in approach.
So would you think that there would have to be some sort of provision to make sure that would happen in order for something like this to be successful?
Not necessarily, no. I don't think so. I think the question right now for providers is, you know, you've got someone who's uninsured, and there's no reimbursement for the provider if the person is uninsured. I think hospitals and community health centers and clinics of a variety of sorts treat a lot of Medicaid patients, and they survive on that Medicaid reimbursement. Obviously, the rates are a bit lower, and obviously doctors are going to complain about that, but I don't think it's necessary to raise rates, although I think that's an important issue that a proposal like this needs to grapple with.
Do you think that this is sort of a backdoor route to single-payer coverage? I mean, is Medicaid for All politically or even practically viable?
I don't think it's a backdoor route to single-payer coverage. It seems to me that we have a private insurance industry and an employer-sponsored insurance payment system that's going to stay here in the United States. That's not going anywhere. The question is, you know, what do we do about the remaining 25 to 30 million uninsured? And I think Medicaid provides a perfectly reasonable vehicle to take care of those additional individuals.
When we talk about lower reimbursement rates, it also raises the issue of quality. Would there have to be something done to ensure quality of care?
I think the record shows and the evidence shows that Medicaid beneficiaries receive perfectly reasonable access and quality to care. I think there's a talking point among conservatives and some Republicans and others that Medicaid is a substandard program. But I think those days, and I think that might have been true in the 60s and 70s, but over the last 20 years, I think Medicaid has evolved significantly as a program. Medicaid today serves over 75 million Americans. So I think that the quality is fine in the Medicaid program. And I think the popularity of the program, sort of is evidence of that.
You know, there are a lot of folks looking at Medicaid. In Maine, voters just approved an expansion of their current Medicaid program. But then the top Trump administration official said Medicaid has already expanded beyond the people it was created to help. And now you have some states saying, let's take a new look at Medicaid and maybe make it an option, a bigger option. Could Medicaid withstand all of those competing pressures?
You know, that's a great point. You know, there is a really interesting and important national debate underway today about the future of the Medicaid program. And so I think the future of Medicaid is being debated right now. My own instinct is that, you know, we've seen over the last 30 years, Medicaid has continued to grow despite attacks on it from conservative leaders and others. My own view is that Medicaid is quite a politically resilient program, and it's going to survive the challenges. It survived the effort to impose caps on federal spending during repeal and replace. I think it's going to survive going forward, but it's an important national debate underway right now. Perfectly good point by you. Yep.
Okay. Columbia University health policy professor Michael Sperrer, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.